What were the things that you felt at times that, as much as people were trying to be sympathetic and understanding, what are the things that you found where you felt like, I don't think people can really, really get this part of it?
Yeah. As far as the sympathy thing goes, I don't think people understood that I didn't want their sympathy and I did not want them to feel sorry for me. I wanted them to look at me and speak to me as I am Sierra, the Sierra they knew before my diagnosis. People did not understand that. They looked at my bald head and that was it. And one of the things that I struggled with the most, that only like probably my mom and dad really even know about, was being bald.
I remember when you came in, your hair was like a mile long.
It was
thick and beautiful. And I know you tried to downplay. Matter of fact, didn't you cut it off and give it away,
donate it? I did. I waited until we had the official diagnosis. And then the day I had my first bone marrow aspiration, we went up to, because we didn't have a car at the time. So we rode the shuttle bus up to the Marriott and got on the trolley and went to a salon on Main Street. And I cut it all off right then. And that was... it was terrible. Like, I cried. Almost every single person in that salon was crying. But then 4 weeks into treatment, my hair started falling out. That was the most liberating haircut of my life. Like, I was in control of that. Nobody else could do it but me. I cut my hair off. Like, at that point, that was the only thing I was in control of, and it was awesome.
What do you think? Like, you know that we all really love you, and we like you. It's both. What do you think were your attributes that inspired us the most?
I feel like I stayed really positive, or at least tried to. I always like had this thought, especially like since I bonded with the little kids so much more, I just really had this thought that they can go through it and they don't completely understand what they're going through, and they do it with a smile on their face. So why should I not have a smile on my face too? And I feel like people fed off of that because I didn't just sit around and complain and I didn't turn into a hermit like I've noticed a lot of teenagers do. So I feel like a lot of people noticed that about me.
You're right. You're right. I'd have to say that that's probably, if people are going to say one of the top two or three things they remember about you from your being on treatment, and now we just hear from you just on visits back, and it's nice. It's nice that you're carrying on with your life and you don't have to come back here very often. But when we think about you in the middle of therapy, that's probably one of the major things people do think about you, is just how positive and energetic and kind of, we're going to get through this. I think that you're absolutely correct about that.